Hey, before we get started, what? Look right here.
That's right there.
There.
That's right.
What is that?
UF. Small muscle. That works if you.
Yeah. Or if I try.
Yeah.
Hey, what do I do? Fix it.
Right now?
Yeah, fix it right now.
Wow,
like, so if I sit for too long, if.
Yeah. Like soft release stuff. You can do some of that.
I could tell you.
Let me needle it.
Right now? You want me to just
drop my
trowel?
I have some needles, man.
You want me to show you my? You want me to show you my Superman underwear right now? Yeah, fine. I can see you.
Yeah, come on in.
Come over. Yeah, or come by UH.
Yeah, I can do that.
Come by UH. So that's what it is. The QF.
QF.
So I don't have an osteogenic sarcoma.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I can't say that for sure. But
yeah.
You can't put me on the spot like.
What? Yeah. Okay. Oh, we're live.
Yeah.
We're live. Hey, everybody. What's up? This is Dr. Josh Yellen on the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I just had Chris Juno. Give me a comprehensive hip evaluation, and thank God for Chris, because he assured me that it is my QF in my hip that's causing all that pain.
That's right.
And so if my wife is listening, I sent them a link to the broadcast. My mom and dad are listening.
Sure.
Everybody just calm down, okay? It's just a muscle.
Right.
All right.
Bill.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I wouldn't
just
expect anything
sure
otherwise. Right, I wouldn't expect it. All right, so Chris's presentation today was about hip preservation program, and he's got a wealth of information about this. But before we get into that, I want to talk to Chris about his bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Anybody with a beard, right? And he's got his bow tie. And so, did you tie this tie yourself?
Oh,
okay.
I can
so,
right
like,
now.
Are you like? Can you do it without even looking?
Oh, sure.
So, are you a bow tie connoisseur?
I wouldn't call myself a connoisseur.
How many bow ties do you have? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That's a connoisseur.
Well, here's the thing, though, right?
I have one.
Is as soon as somebody knows you, right, what do you get for Chris? What do you
a
get
bow tie.
For, but yeah, right, every patient's like,
So you get a bow tie.
I get a bow tie.
So, like, do you wear bow ties at work, or you wear, like, a polo?
You know,
or?
I wear a polo. However, every now and then I'll...
Just rock the bow tie.
Spice it up for a Friday. Rock a bow
right
tie
on.
For a day.
Right on.
I mean, it's hard
well
to
done,
be.
Sir.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got to throw it out there. Well done. Well done.
I feel good about it.
Yeah, you should feel
power
good
tie.
About it. It is. It is. All right, back to what we're here talking about. So tell us about, for those that weren't able to watch the broadcast live,
sure,
while you're making a phenomenal presentation, tell us about hip preservation, right? Because one, if I use my dad as my dad was a power lifter.
Okay.
If I use me as a case study, if I use my son, we all seem to have hip, right? And so the more active that the poor hip is, and it seems like these hip replacement operations are happening. So
yes.
How do we talk about?
Yeah.
Tell us about what your preservation program is
right.
all about.
Well, so I guess it's easiest to start with what are we preserving? Preserving to mitigate the onset of the problem with arthritis, and probably with effects in the entire body, is as soon as you go down that path, there's really only one or two options, and that's some type of surfacing procedure or a total
mm-hmm.
replacement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and nothing wrong with those procedures. They just don't meet the ceiling or anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're attempting to prevent over time these conditions. And so the preservation program identifies patients or clients, personnel that are at risk for developing ankle tear, fancy word, articular
mm-hmm.
type pain.
So go back to at risk. How do we identify at risk? Give us some qualifying factors that you use in your program.
Right. So the three that I spoke about in presentation, one is strength, really.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you move poorly,
mm-hmm.
you're at risk. And you're not just at risk for
mm-hmm.
type. So strength is one, specifically.
Okay. So you talk about glute, right? Everybody knows there are three gluteal muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at gluteus maximus, gluteus medius. We don't really use a minimus because we're not squirrel.
That's correct.
Right,
that's
thanks.
Correct.
Yeah,
it's in there, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's there, but
we
don't
but
really.
But the other ones that we don't talk about are the rotator cuff muscles of the hip.
Okay.
That's your QF, as
yep.
you obviously know now.
Pain,
right? Your piriformis,
yep.
the obturator group,
mm-hmm.
and the gemelli population. So you have six muscles that really press the acetabulum, are very similar. So we just don't, it's very similar our rotators.
Did you ever learn about the theory of ontogeny, recapitulating phylogeny?
Sounds fancy.
That it does. It's big words. That's what a doctoral degree. So, and a lot of student debt. And so that theory says that some, and again, it's a theory, at some point we were quadrupedal mammals. Look at the human body sense as quadrupedal mammals. The femur looks a lot like the humerus, and
right,
the tibia
right.
and the fibula look a lot like, and obviously the carpals and the tarsals and all those
sure.
other things. And so everything makes sense as a quadrupedal mammal, but as we start to erect, we look at where the spine is,
sure.
where we have all these things happening. Well, you mentioned the rotator cuff of the hip. Right, the gemelli brothers, I kind of think off you. The piriformis, the QF, you know, all those other things, and it looks a lot like muscles, right? Almost identical. And so people don't look at it that. And the hip is just one of those joints that people don't understand.
Right. Which is why I think is take shoulder. Let's
mm-hmm.
take the shoulder. It most fix somebody's lumbar spine, better side. You also fix their skin scap. It's very similar. Equated those. Yeah.
Right. We can't make these one-on-one you know, relation. The shoulder, which is kind of what I call a pseudo ball and socket joint,
right.
You know, it moves very similar.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. All right, so let's go back. So one is you talked about the strength. Right. So what's a qualifying fact? So strength, motor control?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Both of those isolated glute set. Mm-hmm. Kind of single leg. Most of us are, you put somebody foot bridge, you're not close to these.
And what are so important about these facts? I mean, just for people that aren't listening, right? I had the privilege of listening to you in a tremendous amount. And so for those that didn't get to listen to your lecture, tell us about why are those types of assessments so important? What exactly?
Well, compression into the hip joint is one. Very similar to the scabby. This happened. It's the heat to comprehend. You lack the extension. Your core, it's necessary. Mm-hmm. And so if your hip extension, lumbar extension, mm-hmm. any extension.
Mm-hmm. It's never gonna fire the way it's supposed
right.
to.
For those of you who try to squeeze, good mm-hmm. luck.
Yeah, right. So when I'm out there gardening like I was Saturday, I'm going to pick some weeds up and I go to kind of bend over or squat down and my hips start to shake a little bit. Those are my weeds that just aren't firing. They're toast.
Right. And it's not strengthening. That's the biggest factor. It's not necessarily, it's neuromuscular efficiency. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference. Glutes, it's sure. nice to look at.
Yeah, it depends on who you are. Yeah,
you
sure.
You can't use them. What are we talking about?
What does it matter? All right, so tell me more about those qualifying factors that you're looking at.
So strength,
motor control. We talked about those really assessments that you just talked about.
Right. Okay. Movement, a risk factor. Very similar. If you're mm-hmm. an old javelin for baseball, being in that good, and so it's not necessarily per se. Mm-hmm. You just sport that, or you picked an anchor that's carried. It's just
body. Your body's not meant to do that.
Right.
Today's world, we do a lot of that.
Right. The hip, specific activities, legs, being squat. The easiest is a guard. Mm-hmm. If you're a hockey puck,
sure.
You're in interpretation.
All the time. Right.
And that's just, again, most of us do.
The body's not supposed to do that.
Not happening.
What about like a baseball catcher?
Same thing,
he's constantly in that externally rotated position all the time.
Right. Squatting until they go down a block. And right. You want to cover five.
Right. It kind of, butterflies down. So now we're, looking at the offensive lineman, the defensive lineman.
Exactly right.
So now let's take those moves and put them into non-athlete population,
sure.
instruction,
gardening, right, bending over,
teachers,
all of this, where you're sitting, period
mail
of time.
Carrier, yeah.
And then to compound all this, you have this third little risk factor, dysplasia, mm-hmm. and this gets into camera.
And for those that have heard FAI explain, FAI stands for
femoral acetabulum.
Uh-huh. And talk about the overall cost.
So femoral acetabulum, the same is okay. This can you extend it away straight. You're having, it runs out of space. Bones, so far, the joints are dismayed. So FAI is premature compression, specifically femur and the acetabulum. So
okay.
Ball meets socket too early and causes compression.
Okay, let's go back to what you were talking about.
So if you're thinking about, let's say that you decide you're going to play goalie, but you happen to have which abnormal shape that mm-hmm. predispose you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got bad, pose a sport that's not your hip.
And you got bad mechanics.
And you're weak. Oh, right. God, it's the trifecta.
Yeah, right. This is a perfect storm.
Perfect storm, and then your hip is aster.
Yeah.
Years old, it hurts to sit. Is this really it for me? And naturally, there was a time point. Somebody said, well, I don't really know. You just need to stop doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
Sports are not. And guess what? Get better, be worse. Until down the road, unfortunately.
And it's happening. Yeah. So that's probably one of the reasons why we're seeing the baby boomers having joint replacements again earlier. They didn't have this information when they were just over time. This just kind of destruction.
And strength training wasn't exactly a priority.
Yeah, my dad, he tells me stories. He sent all the strength records at Cal State when he was there. And his first squat kick. Yeah, a couple 2x4. This is your peppermint patty.
I'm sweet.
Yo,
my commitment.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back. So we talked about the criteria for inclusion. We talked about motor control. We talked about muscular development. We talked about morphological issues that you can't really control.
Right.
So now let's get into the meat of the preservation.
Yeah, so it's management. The obvious is like, well, Chris, that's great. I appreciate you enlightening, but I need to know how to fix this stuff. And this is where it gets messy. FAI and essential is not a diagnosis. So I don't care if somebody says, that's nice, but that doesn't help me very much. The frequently see is an evaluation process that attempts to load the labrum, the cartilage, in full general.
Right.
FAI is the risk. So we try to, so if you came in and you said, yes, with sitting, worse with. So let's look at your, mm-hmm. Let's look at things.
Right.
Not this without
is,
a hammer
this
and
is, yeah, this is the way you came out of the factory.
Right.
I can't do anything.
So we try this, really deciphering your symptom. All of a sudden, why not? Maybe it's not the bone. Maybe you decided to start amps, bottom squat. Maybe that's why your hip is where it is.
Increasing mileage, just walking around.
Mileage, right?
maybe the 10,000 steps a day. I'm just working these different hills.
And the worst thing is what shuts down? Quad. So if you can't see, your glute shuts down. If your glute shuts down, it's the process.
Right.
And so sometimes it's as simple as quad set, some glute retraction.
So let's talk about that, right? So you go back to for those that don't necessarily understand the rehabilitative process the way that you understand it. Everybody is familiar with quad sets.
Right.
So start to tell them what's in your protocol for glute sets.
Yeah, so we start glute sets. So how I do this, and for everybody listening, imagine you put a towel right over basically your belly button's emphasis, and I'm going to put that towel out. You're instinctive. And then I say, all right, don't let me pull this towel. Just can you squeeze it? It's a brain axon. It's intimate. Mm-hmm. And so we do a lot of recon, which is excellent stuff. Access to. This is kind of muscle.
In this physiological range.
In this physiological range. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Instead of just putting almost like a leg extension. It's hard sometimes straight. Quad, you can visually see proprioceptively that.
I think for all the young people that are listening, you know, I think that if you're going to be successful, this area, you need to know anatomy. You need to know physiology. You need to know biomechanics. You need to know. If you know those four things and have a core understanding and a solid exercise science undergraduate or something like that, the things that Chris is talking about aren't going to be stupid.
Right.
Right. You'll have a solid understanding of poker.
We want a notorious one to be like, you know, what's nice to sit on a table from glute sets, single leg bridges.
Right.
However, I want my personal expert opinion where we see the biggest dividend. It's just not fun.
And so now fast forward us through the hip preservation program. So now we're on to the glute sets. We're on to identifying.
Yes.
And as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, oh, stuff.
Sure.
And so get us through, start progressing. Functionality of where you want to
split squats, reversing some, you're basically some alert and of the deceleration.
Okay.
Love that.
And why do you like that so much?
Because just our base.
A lot of sitting, a lot of driving.
Squatting. So bridges.
That's it.
Oh, it's my head. Okay. Put your foot on a box, on a 6-inch box, your opposite leg chest, great, doesn't hurt, but extend your.
Can't do it.
Not even. And kind of some, this will be hard to conceptualize, but imagine standing device, right, as in old system.
Sure.
Turn around the opposite legs, almost like you're doing bell extension, right? I start with that and then the kettlebell. That facilitates slam door, really squeezing your stretch. You squeeze blood work. The last time I did this sword.
Fire, like, right.
And then ultimately aggressing.
Okay.
Right, we start doing some pause squat, core control.
So if I were to piece together the last two talks, right, Ryan talked a little bit about, you know, hip issues and looking at training as far as you're really talking about the hip press. So if I really start to scaffold all this, where you are is we're back to let's prevent this from happening and we're going to move forward. Ryan just talked about, and now we're going to functionality. And so for those people that are listening, let's just say I've got Joe Blow just happened to tune into this, and Joe Blow is wondering how do we get these athletes? How do we tell us something? Give us two or three things you would recommend the average to understand it.
So things is we as a side isolated strength, and not because it's, again, I don't think it's a bad thing, boot class, because it's hip. I want a lot for a little amount of time.
It can be done.
It can be done anywhere, right?
Right.
That assumes you are muscular incompetent. And so, what I would challenge most people, do both.
Okay.
And training, squatting, are great. Also do some of these lower leg isolated groups.
All right. So, you're getting paged out because you have a thing. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you?
You can certainly email. That's probably the easiest way to do that. And that is christopher.jerk.
Okay.
So that is christophe.jerk.
Chris, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Go and educate.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah. I'm going to come find you and see if you can poke around my head for a little
bit. Sure, man.
All right. Thanks.
Later. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Absolutely.
So I think we're going to transition here to a little bit, right? I think Jeremy Jackson's got some plans of maybe putting some people on while they're teaching. And so we're going to take a little break, and this is Dr. Josh Yellen signing off for the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Sports Medicine Broadcast.